Good afternoon, Sinolanders around planet Earth. How are you doing today? This is Jeff J. Brown, Shenzhen, just south of the Tropic of Cancer. Have a fun little travel log. I did a week of roughing it in Hunan province while my wife was down with some of her girlfriends down in Bali in Indonesia. I kind of did a short 8-day renaissance of my first book, 44 Days Backpacking in China, and had a wonderful time. The title of it is Reflections on My Travels to Proud Revolutionary Hunan Province. Be sure to get to the original blog, because there's like, I think, 9 photos, 10 photos. Pictured above, Mao Zedong in a larger-than-life brass statue at one of the Shaoshan bus stops where I got off. The caption below for Mao says, Mao Zedong will always be in our hearts and will always be with us. And that is very, very true for not just Shaoshan, where he was born and grew up, but for the huge, vast majority of the Chinese today. I just spent 8 days in Hunan province, Changsha, the capital, Shaoshan, Mao Zedong's birthplace, and Hengshan, a national scenic area. This is not the really pretty western part that inspired the movie Avatar. It is more historical and sociocultural. Don't miss both excellent Changsha and Hunan museums. They have most of the displays in English for foreigners and are world class. Of course, like everywhere in China, they are free. The Young Mao Zedong Monument is impressive and much bigger than I imagined. Unfortunately, I missed the museum there. I toured where Mao studied in middle school and came back to teach, which is full of modern history. The students were very nice to me, several of whom I talked to. Hunan University was founded in 976 AD and is the world's first. Am I surprised that it is not even mentioned in Wiki's list of oldest universities? Otherwise, China would be number one, and Bologna, Oxford, and Cambridge can't have that. There's a huge statue of Mao out in front of Hunan University, and I tried to take a picture, but the sun was behind the statue, and so I didn't take a picture of Hunan University, but I did get to walk through the oldest one in the world. The Changsha Martyrs Monument is very moving and beautifully kept. Not just Mao Zedong, but scores of China's military, revolutionary leaders and heroes came from Hunan. Also in Changsha is Yuelu Mountain Park, spelled Y-U-E-L-U, Mountain Park, full of historical places and an easy day trip. Shaoshan has to be seen to be believed. I left exhausted with a much better understanding of modern China and what it means for the world's future. It confirms my previous comments that half the Chinese, mostly urbanites, like Deng Xiaoping's reforms, but 95% of the people hold Mao's socialist geopolitical worldviews. Hengshan's Nanyue Zhuzhong is a 1,300-meter Tang Dynasty, 600 to 900 AD, Taoist peak full of temples and some revolutionary history to boot. There are easy ways to get up and down, but I made the 22-kilometer, 10-hour round-trip trek and slept very well that night. I learned that Hunan was ground zero to kick out Western imperialist drug dealers and colonialists starting right after the Opium Wars. It has been the avant-garde leader for a liberated country and is, of course, the spiritual soul of the Communist Party of China. I was also very impressed with the Hunanese people. They are some of the happiest and most optimistic people I have met, and they carry their revolutionary spirit and sense of purpose with quiet pride. Speaking Chinese, I met so many warm and friendly Hunanese. They were openly appreciative that a foreigner was there to learn their amazing story. Every place I went, I got adopted by families or groups for the day to look out for Lao Ye Ye, which in Chinese means old grandpa. Sadly, on the whole trip, I only saw 5 other Caucasians, all in Changsha. No wonder 99% of Westerners misunderstand the Chinese at their peril. Before NATO thinks about going to war with China, they need to spend a couple of weeks in Hunan to see who they will be fighting against. I think Westerners would change their minds. The resolve of the Chinese masses for a free and independent people has no bounds, as they would be fighting for communism, socialism, and 5,000 years of Chinese nation civilization. Noble ideas that 35,000 million souls gave their lives for. 1.4 billion citizens would mobilize, and it wouldn't even be a contest. Finally, need I mention Hunan's cuisine, land of the hot pepper? I eat really well, and the Hunanese like their beer ice cold, so count me in. Simply an unforgettable experience and highly recommended. Next time I go back to Hunan, I'll tour the picturesque western half. There's two pictures, and the caption reads, "The facade and atrium of the Hunan Museum, the provincial museums that I've been to in China have been world-class, as good as you would find anywhere in Western cities." The next one is, "The Changsha Museum is part of a big cultural park with concert hall, cinema, library, etc. It is so modern that it would make a great set to film a science fiction movie." Next, here I am atop Yuelu Mountain in Changsha with a group of Hunan University's traditional Chinese medicine students with whom I spent the day. My passport pouch can be seen under my shirt. Next, the Changsha Martyrs Monument is very moving, beautifully designed and well kept. Mid-autumn festival decorations are still up in the foreground. Next, the Hunan First Normal School is where young Mao Zedong studied and later returned to teach. You can see the little plaque on the desk, right background, where he sat as a student. Lines of visiting youth sat in his chair to have their photo taken. Next, the young Mao Zedong monument is breathtaking in size and impression. I got there right at dusk, so the setting sky and lit monument were very memorable. Next, Shaoshan has to be visited to be believed. I will be writing a couple of articles about what I learned and saw. This is the Mao Zedong Memorial. Thousands of people come wave after wave to pay their respects with flowers and bowing and thanks. Finally, Hangshan Nanyue Zhuzhong Mountain has a number of Taoist temples and other sites to visit. The sacred temple at the top is at the top of the second peak on the skyline, 1,300 meters above sea level. Hangshan is 100 meters above sea level, so the vertical climb is 1,200 meters. That's it. Jeff J. Brown, China Rush Radio, Sign of Land, signing out. Please share this with everybody you know, don't know, like, don't like. Work everywhere, please. Lots and lots of disinformation about China needs to be corrected. And China Rising Radio, Sign of Land, is the best place to do that. Have a wonderful afternoon.